NVM monitoring.
KC2NVM, this is K2PCB. Good morning, Jeff. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Bo. What a happy Friday is today. I was at W2SO till 1 o'clock in the morning last night. And we get to pick up Zoe today from Girl Scouts and bring her home for a day or two.
Wow, 1 o'clock in the morning. That would be a rough morning right now for me. Yeah, I don't know how you do it, especially when you do multiple different clubs. So I guess the first question, when you say Zoe, assume that's your daughter. I don't know if I recall you saying her name. And then two, what was keeping you there till 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, Zoe is the daughter, 13 years old, knows everything. This is like the third time Dave Sepulva and I have been at the club till like 1 o'clock in the morning, talking about the new radio I got, and just all kinds of different stuff, plus all the drama in the club, and even more, and we're putting a new beam up, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the club's putting up a beam. Oh, very nice. So speaking of antennas, did you guys hook the radio up to one of the external antennas?
My radio, no. I'm still just trying to learn the mechanics of it. And I know how to turn it on, but I haven't had an opportunity to set it up outside yet.
Oh, I meant if you were playing with that at the club, you could. They still have the... They still have the long wire up there, I would have to imagine, correct?
They do, but there are a bunch of people in the room, and they were having a board meeting, and then they weren't having a board meeting, then they were, and people were up on the roof, and we really didn't want to transmit very much, only because people were up on the roof.
Okay. Yeah, a lot happening over there. Yep. Yeah, and in those instances, you're probably better off just running off that long wire yourself and setting off on the side of the lawn chair and having at it. Yeah, that's exactly what that device is for. It's perfect.
And then one of the guys at the club was like, well, why would you buy that? And you're not going to be able to make contacts, and you're going to waste money, and next thing you're going to want to buy is an amplifier. You'd be better off buying a second radio and blah. It's like, I don't want a giant radio. I just want something small, compact, man-portable that I could go run off in the corner and be happy with. And he's like, well, the sun is not working in your favor right now and this time of year. And I'm like, I'm not even a general. I'm still trying to figure this shit out. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to swear.
I 100% agree with you, and the sunspot cycle comes and goes. The propagation comes and goes, and that's the whole fun of QRP is what can I do with this low power, and when some of these people, I need to run minimum 100 watts, 1500 watts. I need to have the biggest, best antenna. You're going to make contacts, but I don't know. I think they're forgetting about the hobby and how it started out, and you know, your first Heath Kit radios were definitely not high power like that, and you did what you could. And you know, when the conditions are better, you'll make even more contacts, but I guarantee that you're going to struggle, but then you're going to make contacts and you're going to feel, that much more satisfied. And, I absolutely support QRP operation. Not to mention it's small, it's portable. You do it anywhere. You want to go sit at the waterfront, you want to go to a park somewhere, you want to go to a Walmart parking lot and tie off to a tree next to the parking lot. They might give you a hard time about that, but that's emergency communication portability. It's I'm all in favor, obviously. K2PCB,
And I certainly don't have an unlimited budget to go out and buy yet another radio for another $1,000, $1,200, and then antennas that cost just as much. I just want to run a couple little things and go from there.
Yeah, if it's your, be-all, end-all, I'm only going to buy one radio once. Yeah, you probably want to buy something with high power, but you're not going to carry that around with you. It's going to sit at home on your desk. Leave it hooked up to a nice antenna or a couple nice antennas, and that's that. But there's a whole world out there specifically for QRP, POTA, SOTA. I won't keep going on, but I think you did well.
And then we're just talking the antenna that I have, and it's like, well, Dave's like, here's a couple options you have. You can run it out to whatever length it says for whatever band you're on, and then you cut it, put a connector on it, and then you do it for the next iteration, for the next longer antenna. You cut it, make it, put a connection on it, and so you can just run it out and not have a coil at the end, which is going to change your propagation and your receive. And I'm like, that's kind of nice, and you can label it and make it all nice and neat, and just have your antenna at the ready, plus with the built-in tuner of the radio, blah, 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 all that stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of like the whole idea of having traps along the antenna that basically will attenuate the RF. Same thing you do with a ferrite choke. Let's stop the RF, but have it stop at specific frequencies, and those can be built right into the antenna. And you see that a lot with hardline physical antennas, where you have the traps and extra coils, and that way you don't have to add on the extensions. It'll just tune up those bands of interest. That's the experimentation part of the hobby and learning these different techniques and maybe doing that and recognizing when, oh crap, I forgot to put on the extension, and knowing how to troubleshoot that setup and tweak it as necessary. Yeah, very cool stuff. This is K2PCB. Want to give a chance for anybody else to pop in? Good morning.
Good morning, K2PCB. This is KC2PET.
Good morning, Ross. Happy Friday. Welcome to the group here this morning. We're chatting about value and the enjoyment that one can get from operating QRP and working with portable antennas.
Yeah, I did hear that. I was on the road for a few minutes here. I was listening to you guys chat away. So yeah, sounds like Jeff's got quite the homework for him now. He's got to figure out what antennas he wants and what he needs for that new rig that he's got.
Yeah, I was at the club till 1 o'clock last night, just talking antennas and different modes and all the fun stuff. So yeah.
Wow, 1 o'clock in the morning. Wow, I don't know if I would stay up that late. I don't know if I could function the next day.
Luckily, I only need like 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and I'm good to go. Never been a big giant sleeper.
Well, not me. I need at least 7 or 8 hours of sleep. I can probably maybe do one day at 4 hours, but I don't function very well. I'm low sleep.
So, Jeff, I think we touched on the topic, but I don't recall what the answer was. Do you aspire to be a CW operator in the future? Or is that something that I forget whether you said you really had an interest in it or not. I know Brad was talking about it.
Sorry, I just passed the noisemaker on Central. I didn't catch much of what you said, other than I'm not particularly interested in learning CW yet. I don't think I'm old enough.
Ah. So, again, with your location right now, you may or may not be hearing me well, but that's one thing that can give you an extra punch is operating on a mode like CW that is a slower speed, especially if you slow down your words per minute, you can get through, so some of those weaker signals can get through. Better for QRP operation. And you can even do that with a PC. You can let your PC decode and encode your CW if you really wanted to. There's even RTTY. There are other modes that can get a signal through without being full upper, lower, sideband voice, let alone AM.
The other part of learning CW is I am a horrific speller, and my dyslexia would kick in, undiagnosed dyslexia. Oh, that's just trying to learn how to spell words a whole other way would just be brutal for me.
Yes, I think I would struggle with that as well. I would have to write it down as I was listening to it. People that do it while driving, wow, my hat's off to them. I don't know if I'd be able to do that, but yeah, it's something I could see myself getting into. Maybe not so much right now, though. Back to you, Russ.
Yeah, I'm there with Jeff. Believe it or not, text messaging has helped me improve my spelling. Luckily when T9 came along, and I was able to spell a little better. But yeah, I think I would touch upon doing some CW. I know a couple letters. I did practice a little bit for a short time when I was I got my tech. I did dabble a little bit in the code. You had that code generator, I think you had. It was just pounding out the beeps, and then showed you what the letter was on the screen. But yeah, I can see myself getting in there eventually. I just need to upgrade my general license, and I think I will. It'll take off from there.
I do believe W2SO will be hosting general classes after the first of the year. They're going to be doing a batch of technician classes. Starting up September, if not a little sooner. But then the general will be after the first year, probably. We'll try to do them a couple months apart.
Well, maybe that'll perk my interest a little bit, and maybe I might attend that one. Have to see what my schedule looks like.
Well, I'm going to head in and do this thing called work. So I'm going to sign off and give the airwaves back to y'all. 7-3.
All right, same here. K2PCB clear.
All right, K2PCB. Or KC2PT. I'll get them right someday. I didn't hear Brad in there. Is he in there today?
KC2PET. This is KE2GDQ. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Brad. Got to run, though. K2PCB.
Oh, you are in there, Brad. Good morning. I know the boys got to talk about Rick, which is fine. I know they